Jacob Mizorowski, is that a problem that he's going to the All-Star game? 25 innings pitched.
Well, I think Anthony kind of explained
it. Five starts, I think. Oh, so you don't have an opinion on it yourself? You'll just let Anthony Kastermans have your opinion.
It does seem ridiculous. But they really couldn't find anybody to pitch?
Well, a lot of guys are bowing out. I mean, Jose Ramirez bowed out to take care of his aches and pains to get ready for the second half. No, I don't think he would have wanted to. So a lot of guys are bowing out of the All-Star game to get ready for the second half of the season. You have to have somebody go. And it's like, well, okay, well, if you guys are all going to bow out of the All-Star game, damn it, we're going to put somebody out there. This is why I agree with Major League Baseball on it, is you got to put somebody out there that's going to draw some people to watch, because this guy's a big story in baseball terms. It's not Paul Skeens last year, but he is a big story. And it's like, okay, let's see what this kid has. But now people are going to watch.
They've got to start developing this new crop of pitchers,
yes,
right?
Because yes.
The ones, the Kershaws and the Verlanders, and all, those days are gone, right? So I mean, now it's Tarek Skubal and Paul Skeens, and
it's very,
you gotta find
yes,
guys like that.
It's very, 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 very easy to act outraged over all this. Okay, we'll get their asses out there, and then I won't put the rookie out there. But if you're gonna put me in a position to put the rookie out there, who has been scintillating to start his career, then I'm gonna put him out there, because this is supposed to be a television event that everybody watches.
Philly shortstop Trey Turner said, "What a joke! That's blanking terrible. I mean, that's terrible."
Then go
dude.
Make your other vets do it.
Outfielder Nick Castellano said, "It's turning into the Savannah Bananas."
Then go get your other vets.
Funny thing
and
is,
tell them to go play in the game.
I think Savannah Bananas could probably get a better rating than what they get from the 739.
I don't know how good a television ratings they get. I know they sell out every single.
They got TV contracts.
I know they did get a TV.
From nothing 3-4 years ago to TV contracts.
That guy who runs that thing, I don't know who the hell he is. I don't even know his name.
He's got a yellow suit.
He just runs around in a yellow suit. I mean, he does it from what I've read, this guy's doing it right. That guy sits there like Richard Petty and takes pictures with everybody until everybody has left the stadium. I mean, you have 80,000 people in Death Valley watching Savannah Bananas baseball. You got him running up and down the steps. He's making a killing, I'm sure. But he's running up and down the steps in that yellow suit and hot-ass weather. I don't care. It's always hot in South Carolina. And he's taking pictures with everybody. He's earning his millions. I don't know what he's making, but he's earning it. Good on him as a pro. Because I don't think that something like this is going to last forever. So you might as well make as much as you can just in case it doesn't.
Savannah Banana Ball from Fenway on ESPN Top's original cable primetime telecast among adults 18-49. I guess it got like
Never mind. It did okay.
It got 850.
I can't guarantee it. I will bet you though that the kids, I was in a playoff tournament this weekend, right, with 11-year-olds. I will bet you those kids know more about Savannah Bananas than they know about the whole of the major leagues
yes.
right now.
Yes.
We had a dad from the other team catch a foul ball. And they all cheered like it was an out, like it is in Banana Ball. It's not Banana Ball, guys. We still play regular baseball.
It is. I will tell you this. It is like, you know, you had your daughters where it's like, okay, even if you can't go to Taylor Swift, you have to get merch.
Yeah.
Like, that's the big thing. Like, you go to the baseball, yes. And if you have...
Right now, we really don't have many younger brothers on that 11U team. We have one family that has two younger brothers. They wear Savannah Bananas hats to every time I see them. They're wearing Savannah Bananas stuff. And I know they own more than one shirt and one hat.
ESPN came out with their top 10 for the quarterbacks. This is from the executives and the coaches. This is not an ESPN thing. The executives, coaches, and scouts ranked the NFL's top 10 QBs for 2025. Are you ready? Number one, Mahomes. Number two, Josh Allen. Number three, Joe Burrow. Number four, Lamar Jackson. Number five, Jaden Daniels. Already number five.
Whoa.
Number six, Matthew Stafford. Number seven, Justin Herbert. Number eight, Jared Goff. Number nine, Jalen Hurts. And clocking in at number 10. For the first time in years, I think, in the top 10, Baker Mayfield.
Hey, Bake Show.
Him.
The article says
he played here, didn't he?
Yeah, he was here for a few years.
The article says Baker Mayfield walked so Sam Darnold could run.
Former
number one pick is emblematic of the NFL's capacity for career resurgences at the game's most important position, setting the blueprint for near bus to one day reach $100 million. He signed a 1-year modest deal in Tampa in 2023. Able to get the resurgence. Only Allen and Jackson have more touchdowns over the past two seasons than Mayfield's 73. Quote, fearless as a thrower and a runner, an NFL personnel evaluator said. Quote, he's got on-field leadership where teammates want to support him. Much better arm than giving credit for. Good mover in the pocket and can rush for yards. Attacks the third level of the defense when he's got time in the pocket, in parentheses. He's as good as almost anybody right now. He honestly reminds me of Favre a little bit as far as style of play, a personnel man said. He's got a moxie to him like bleep you. I'm on the attack, and defensive guys feel that pressure. He is ahead of C.J. Stroud and Jordan Love. Others receiving votes are Murray, Kyler Murray, Brock Purdy, Dak Prescott, Aaron Rodgers, Tua Tagovailoa, Bo Nix.
We still are only calling white guys saying white guys have moxie. We still only do that with white guys.
Why is that?
I never hear it with anybody else.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Well, we got 3 minutes. Go ahead and make your phone calls.
Well, so, should we do top power rank African American quarterbacks with moxie? I don't know if you want to just go down that road now.
Why doesn't Lamar Jackson have moxie?
Yeah. What? Yeah. Turn the music off for a second. What's not moxie
Jalen
about
Hurts
Lamar
doesn't
Jackson?
Have moxie?
Jalen Hurts has a lot of moxie.
Yeah, but no one's ever said it. So say it.
Yeah, but he's not like the most gifted thrower in the world. So you better have something for you that means moxie. Right?
So are you saying he has moxie?
Yes.
Yes!
All
right. Jalen Hurts has moxie.
Get back to the power ranking music.
Lamar Jackson has a lot of moxie.
I don't know why we didn't do it.
Daniels doesn't have moxie?
Lots of hella moxie.
I don't know if you're true about that. I bet some people are saying that about Jaden.
Okay.
Jaden Daniels that he has moxie.
Then you know what? Good.
Quote, single-handedly took one of the worst franchises to the NFC title game as a rookie with a bad defense, one legitimate wide receiver, a dinosaur at tight end, an average OL at best, an NFL coordinator who prepared for Daniels last season said.
That's moxie.
He had me sitting there in the press box going, I can't effing believe what this kid is doing because he clearly hates the rest of the Washington Commanders.
So,
that's great.
Your top three African-American quarterbacks with moxie are?
Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels, number one.
No. Oh, right. Okay. No.
Your
sorry.
We got the music.
Lamar. Jaden. Jalen.
Boom. Boom.
Jaden Daniels. Jalen Hurts. Boom. 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 Right down the list. There you go.
As far as Baker, number 10.
Yeah, Baker number 10. Get back to it.
I mean, he absolutely last year had a top 10 season. I mean, this is amazing that he's come back from the abyss because it was ugly. The injury year in Cleveland. I mean, we don't need to go over the history, but he was borderline going to be out of the league.
Yeah.
I thought.
Yeah.
And to see, and Fowler was getting the anonymous quotes, and that's how you get these guys to talk. And the anonymous quotes
hurry
were.
Hurry up. I got to get to the phones here.
That he's able to unite a locker room. That was not what people were saying.
No.
By the way, in that locker room, he was perceived very differently five years ago.
If he does well and our Browns don't do well, I think a lot more people are going to be saying you just had the wrong people around him in the locker room. James in East Cleveland, you're next up on the fan. Yellow, James.
What's up, fellas?
Hi.
Hey, listen, you're right about that. That's absolutely right about the white quarterbacks got moxie. The black quarterbacks, they got swagger.
Top three white quarterbacks that have swagger.
Yes.
Power rank them and go.
See, he flipped it on its head.
Shoot. Josh Allen. I don't know, Baker.
Joe Burrow.
I don't know. Baker, man. You take your pick.
Burrow's
take
got
it easy, guys. Much love.
Thank you very much, James.
I'm seeing it.
Burrow. I don't know, man. Burrow, he's got like a different look every, like, other week. Like, he looks like Flock of Seagulls one week, then he looks like Iceberg Slim the next week.
People
like,
that
what are
watching, we finally did. I couldn't believe the wife allowed this. We watched 10 minutes of Quarterback on Netflix, and she just unprovoked goes, I love this Burrow kid. I love him. He is awesome.
A lot of people like him.
But it's got people wondering, is he overrated?
That's awesome that Sarah's in 2019 right now.
Yep.
Wait till she finds out what happens next year.
Big thanks to everybody who joined us today. Zach was great, and he should have thrown me under the bus. I'm sorry. I was reading about
the three participants in that conversation were great.
I was reading about my vasectomy, and I was totally distracted, and I asked Zach not once but twice the same question that Lyman just had. So I apologize. I was much better with Anthony Kastrovitz, who just joined us a half an hour ago. He was excellent. MLB.com, MLB Network.
You watching Home Run Derby tonight?
Yeah, watch a little bit of it.
Let's go.
It's under the clock now, so I know they fiddle with the rules a little bit, but I think it's a much better system than it used to be. All right, we're back tomorrow, 6 to 10. Can we tell everybody who's going to join us tomorrow?
Yeah.
If you don't, well, you're going to do it, so it doesn't matter. I mean, you will come back with Jimi Hendrix, won't you, at that juncture?
No. You. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Eric Bischoff joins us on the show tomorrow morning at 8. Eric Bischoff, everybody. Not going to ask about Ric Flair. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, for Big Country, for Jeff, for Mitch. I'm Ken Carmen. Yes, again, I'll say the name again. See, I'm repeating myself again. Bye. Have a great day. Have a great day. Go American League. Go, who's in the home run derby?
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, wrapping it up. Bye.
It's because they're all going for full guarantees, Ken.
Hey, sounds good.
Where's your entourage now?
Cool, I got on the last show.
Loser town, loser fans, and you guys are a loser show.
It's because they're all going for full guarantees, Ken. That's because the first two to sign got them. So they want that.